This is New England Public Radio News. On Tuesday, it'll be 75 years since a military transport plane crashed in a remote section of Peru, Massachusetts, killing 16 of the servicemen on board. The victims will be remembered in a ceremony marking the anniversary, as will the story of how this tiny Berkshire County town rallied to help in the rescue. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
It's about a mile and a half hike to get to the memorial site for the crash, through the woods, up an old cobblestone road, and then over on a trail into Peru State Forest. And the simple stone monument honoring those who lost their lives sits on a small clearing in an area called Garnet Peak.
This is basically the path of the crash.
Our tour guide is Peru Selectman Ed Munch. He's pointing out the general area where the plane went down. You can't tell from the landscape, but if you look closely,
this is a belt buckle.
Debris from the crash. To this day, people visiting the area still find these bits and pieces and place them atop the monument.
So there's personal artifacts here from the soldiers themselves and the plane and the horrendous damage that was done to it by the way it's torn apart and melted.
It was a Saturday night, August 15, 1942. An Army C-53 plane bound for Rhode Island from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, lost its way in foggy conditions, and at about 9 o'clock, it went down.
The blast kind of shook the hills, and Maddie Bishop, a spotter, saw the flash, and the town really mobilized to find out what happened and try and get to the crash victims.
That's Susan Messino of the Peru Historical Commission recalling some of the accounts from that night. The sound of the plane explosion sent two brothers, Robert and Kenneth Torrey, into the dark, damp woods with a shotgun. At the same time, one of the passengers, Army Sergeant Robert Lee, pulled bodies out of the flaming wreckage. Lee was injured, but started looking for help using what he had to attract attention.
For a while, there was a lot of rifle fire going on, and no one really knew what was going on. But ultimately, because he was smart enough to have his rifle with him, and even in that terribly burned state, was able to help navigate the rescuers to the plane crash site.
The efforts by Lee and the Torrey brothers helped to save the lives of two other men, but 16 crash victims died. Only about 30 families lived in Peru at the time, but they quickly mobilized, continuing the rescue efforts in what a news report called one of the most inaccessible spots of the Berkshires. Soon, help came from surrounding towns and other agencies, but it was the people of Peru who were the first responders. Selectman Ed Munch.
They would have never said they were heroes, because that's just the way the country people are. They would give their shirts off their back, literally, to help someone if they were in need. And this was a good example of the people.
Munch has helped to organize the 75th anniversary commemoration at the memorial site. He says it's important to honor these men who were serving the country during World War II, even though none of them had any connection to the area.
They could have turned out to be important people if they had survived and went to war and got out. They could have been the heroes of different battles. They could have been politicians. A lot of things could have changed.
And Munch says he's had no shortage of volunteers for the event.
The newer generation people wanted to be part of this because it's something that'll probably, it'll never be forgotten in Peru.
And it will be no surprise if the people of Peru and neighboring communities turn out to honor the crash victims, just like many of their relatives came out to help them on August 15th, 1942. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.